Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. 11 and 12. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand quietly. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live, Yahweh's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. I'll be your host, by name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Deep Dark Secrets, part number 33. And we're just going to bring our elder in and tell y'all about the broadcast, and then we'll piggyback off on whatever the elder and the Almighty put on him. We just piggyback off of him, but remember one thing. You got to be clear in how to explain December the 25th. Got to be clear, Steve, right here. We're going to see, can we help you out, especially the six anointed camps, to be clear on how you soundly explain December the 25th. All right, may I help Danny tell y'all about the broadcast when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tears, Yahweh be to your seed royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the elder. We got to do some breakdown on from December 25th and be clear about the origin of December 25th and all that good stuff. We got to be clear that at least we understand it. And it's our job is to make sure we teach the Bible the proper use of December the 25th. So, hell, whatever the Almighty put on you to get things started, it's all on you. And then spread the books out, and we throw a couple of verses on the table and see which way we'll go with that. So, hell, you're on the clock. Take your time and address this national audience. You're on the clock. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And as I always say, it's a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands that want to listen to the righteous words of Yahweh. And that will always be a good thing. Because we look at certain people. Now, without saying any names, we know we're not here forever. Our time is limited on this earth. And you have to seriously think about that. We're not here forever. So we try to do what we can in this lifetime. So what do you want to do? Do you want to make a mark? Do you want to build a temple in your name? Or would you want to go with what the Bible tells you to do? And I often think about that. What would you want to do before your end of days come and you call? And you got to go to that narrow gate that we often speak about. And if you ain't right, you're going to have to go to either side of that narrow gate because you won't get to be able to go through that righteous entranceway. Now, what is it that you think about that you'd like to do? How about doing a James 5:20? Well, it says, let him know that he which converteth a sinner or transgressor from the error of his ways shall help save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. I think that would be the way that I would want to go. See how many souls I could save by giving them this word and leading them in a righteous direction. That's the way that I would want to go. This is the reason why they're really here to help guide you through these dark times. A bad teaching, loud bump the gums, Christianity, and things that we're told that we should study and we should not. After we find out, we welcome and thank all of you for attending this live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Ministry. Learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath day. We do this because you have not. This information you all came to seek, and now found that in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. They're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. And right on that search line, type TribeYada.com. And after clicking it, just under the big wire, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, you tender to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and read once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, the building and school, as you can see from what we teach, is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Alleluia, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar is designed to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the biblical feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. You notice I said biblical feast days, not a day that you just normally eat, but one which is told you from the Bible. We even have a live program. It's another feature that's available during our broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions on biblical subject counseling or related topics. Also, we even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. It's 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. So you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone that six or nine accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only receive a discouraging dial tone. And that's a fact. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive that prompt. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or after. As you might imagine, the reason for saying that is pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, announcing many memos that most of us have seen. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear that discouraging down tone. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, just enter three words, Yahwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Drive as Yada. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually at that point, pick any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also doing our normal Blog Talk broadcast. We're also transmitting our information on Talk Talk, being listed under ethnic groups. African American, look for Voice of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and you'll find a room will hold at least 50 or more participants to listen to Yahuwah's Word. And that's where Yahuwah's Word will be working also through your Bible education. Online there to answer those questions we had during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more. Two text questions answered at a time. I'll be with you all. But one thing to remember, when we're given those scriptures to speak by this year, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will always flow smooth, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And before I let you go, one note to remember, as I said, the thing that I would like to do is touch as many souls and spirits as I can with the word of Yahuwah, creating that James 5:20 for myself and others that follow. Now we'll pass the program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Jayola, that's excellent. Pass that program back to our seer Israel, that's excellent. I want you to spread the books out a little bit. And you just want to throw a few things around there, Elder, because we know that December 25th, from a two-year-old up to past December 25th, will come across your mind totally different than the Bible. So what we're going to do, we want to do a little self-examination on some things for the national audience there, Elder. We're going to be doing it for those on the international side to really understand what's behind December 25th the right way. To make sure when we on the clock, we can really break it down with no problem with that even, you know, no problem. We can break down December 25th with no problem. And that's the key, to be able to break down December 25th with no problem whatsoever. And we're going to take a look at that, but we'll bring Mother E in with the broadcast, and we'll piggyback Elder Mother E. We'll just a piggyback on just really taking our time and just breaking down, but we can be clear the proper way to deal with December the 25th. What is all saying? What is all about? What was the scheme behind everything? We're going to take a look at a few things after we meet and greet our mother out of Camp 1, Mother E, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, Mother E. Israel, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahuwah bless you, see Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Mother E. Israel. Excellent. And we know Mother Z at the table getting herself prepared to give a commentary after she hears something, so we'll bring her in a little bit later. So, Elder, we just want to see if we lay a little foundation. Well, how about starting with Luke chapter 12, verse 12? Let's start there, Elder, and we're going to see if we lay a little foundation. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Elder, Mr. Kev, you're on the clock. Come out.
Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 says, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Okay. That's a great thing, young Elder Mr. Kills. But give me a precept on that in Matthew chapter 10, verse 18 and 19. Give me a precept on that. How about a precept on that Luke 12, 12, Elder? By looking at Matthew chapter 10, verse 18 and 19. What does that say?
Matthew chapter 10, looking at verses 18 and verse number 19. 18 says, "And ye shall be brought before the governors and the kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles." 19, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought on what ye shall speak, for it should be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak."
He said, "You shall be delivered up." He said, "No doubt about it." He said, "Understand one thing. You will be delivered up for a testimony that you bring to the table. You're going to be delivered up." So he told in advance that you will be delivered up. So we clear that you will be delivered up. So get that in your mind and keep that in your mind. If you carry Yahweh's word properly according to his Bible, you will be delivered up. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy there, Elder, Mr. Kells, they're going to tell us and Mother E, Israel, have me 1 Maccabees 4, 52 down to verse 54, waiting on me. But Elder Mr. Tibbs, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, pick it up around by verse 6 to down to verse 10. Deuteronomy 32, 6 down to verse 10. Elder Mr. Tibbs, get back on the clock. Come on.
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, reading from verse 6 to verse number 10. 6 says, "Do ye thus require the Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that had brought thee? Had he not made thee and established thee? 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, he will show thee. Ask the elders, they will tell thee. 8. When the Most High delivered to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. 9. For the Yahweh's portion is his people. Jacob, Israel, is the lot of his inheritance. 10. He found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eyes."
So he says, Elder, he divided the children of Israel from the nations. See, that is the foundation. But once you know that you are Israel and Yahweh have divided you from the other nations. So now, see, that's very important. See, you never know what he want on the table. But he says, Yahweh divided you from the other nations. You've been divided, see, Royal. Once you understand that you Israel. So much is given, much is required for Israel. you must understand that Yahweh divided you from the other nations. So now, Mother, we know you're holding some, but now we got to examine some of that because that's big talk right there. He has divided you from the other nations. So put one of them five markers in what you what on that, Mother, and come and give me Numbers 15, chapter 15, verse 15 and 16. So put one of them five markers in that verse that we already, but see now the mental spirit said, that's all right, Seer. We might as well deal with right now. Understand that the children of Yahweh have been divided from the other nations. So there it is right there, see right here. So keep that part in mind. Now let's run to Numbers 15, 15 and 16. What does it say?
Okay, the book of Numbers chapter 15, verses 15 and 16. Numbers chapter 15, verse 15. One order shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an order forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before the outlaw. Verse 16, one law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
So you see that, Mother? So now we find out that the written records of a foundation for the children of Israel, you cannot follow the stranger, he must follow you. So if you see this rule have been reversed, that means you're not in the will of the Mighty One. Now, Mother, let's go to 1 Maccabees 4:15. And just read the way you see it because we're just going to go with the flow of this lesson. Because now we just found out something through elders' brilliance to bring to the table. When Yahweh divided the nations, he set the bounds according to the number of the children of Israel. And the number of the children of Israel is how many, Elder, in Genesis 49:28? How many is the number of the children of Israel? Elder, Mr. Tibbs, in Genesis 49:28, can you help the OC out? Let me know, he say he divided, and let's see, do anybody get a pass out of the children of Israel? So this applies to the children of Israel, but we need to know how many is the children of Israel. We're going to 49:28 and read it there, Elder Mr. Tibbs, come on. Elder Mr. Tibbs, we're looking for that
In Genesis 49, verse 28 says, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
So, Elder, when you read in Deuteronomy 32, verse 8 through 10, when Yahweh separated and set the bounds and divided Israel among the nation, he set the bounds according to the children of Israel. So now, can you help those see out to make sure we clear according to the 49th chapter, verse 28? How many tribes is in the children of Israel according to 49:28 of Genesis?
It says
Elder?
12. It says 12 tribes.
12 tribes.
12
so
tribes.
So what you read Deuteronomy, it was pertaining to how many tribes you're supposed to remember. They are a separate people from the other nations. So how many tribes are supposed to be aware of that prophecy of that foundation. According to 49:28, Elder, how many tribes are supposed to be hook, line, and sinker up on the order of Yahuwah? How many? According to 49:28.
Once again, it says 12 tribes according to their blood.
Yes. So all 12 tribes is up under to receive your blessing. You got to follow the orders that what he got written. So this applies to all 12 tribes, those that claim to be Israel. Now, Mother E. Israel, now give me that first Maccabees 4:15. Let's read a bit. Read it where you see it. Because we're going and take a look at things and see, do we follow the instructions of Yahuwah? Do we do it or do we do our own thing? Let's find out something, Mother, on the way to find out something. We're going to 1 Maccabees 4:15, and let's do a little reading there. Come on.
1 Maccabees chapter 4:15. Howbeit, all the hindmost of them were slain with the sword, for they pursued them unto Gaza and unto the place of Adumia. He saw his father of Adumia. And Ezar and Jemiah wrote that there were slain of them upon 3,000 men. Verse 16. This dog.
Hold that point, Mother. Hey, hold that point, Mother. I think I probably said First Maccabees 4:15. Make that Second Maccabees 4:15. Although we can go and deal with it that way, but that's really wasn't on my mind. You know, make that Second Maccabees 4:15. Let's see what it says so we can stay line up with what we on. 4. And what does it say?
Second Maccabees chapter 4:15. Second Maccabees chapter 4:15. Not sitting by the honor of their fathers, but lacking the honor of the reason, best of all. Verse 16, by reason whereof for clearly came upon them, for they had them to be their enemies, and a avenger whose custom they followed. So honestly, and unto whom they desired to be like in all things. Verse 17. For it is not a light thing to do wicked against
them. Wait a minute, Mother. Hey, Mother, that's a big thing, Mother. Now, listen. Now you don't drop the bombshell on this national ordinance, Mother, over 700,000 strong in Amsterdam side. You say it's not a... You read a verse, and it is not a light thing to do what, Mother?
Wickedly.
So that's not a light thing. Yahuwah is not looking at you doing wickedness. It's not a light thing. It's not something he's just going to push up under the rug. Now, start back over. Let's see what would make you wickedness in the eyes of Yahuwah. And take your time there, Mother, because you own something in 4:15. So take your time. You own something. And let's deal with it real smoothly in 4:15, because this ain't a light thing. What is not a light thing according to 2 Maccabees 4:15-16? Come on.
Okay. 2 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15. Not setting by the honor of their fathers, but lacking the honor of the region. Best of all, verse 16, by reason whereof are so are calamities come upon them, for they had them to be their enemies, and as being whose custom they followed so honestly, and unto whom they desired to be like in a thing.
Hold that for a moment. What is he saying? He says the children of Israel, they did not follow the customs of their fathers.
Right.
They honestly follow the white man and the white woman. Whatever the white man and white woman do, they want to do it. Whatever the white man and the white woman set up, they want to do it. But Yahuwah says to the seers that wrote that, they honestly will follow what the white man and the white woman have set up. They honestly follow it. So that means of their fathers, they have forsook it.
Right.
But Yahuwah, it is not a light thing that you're doing this, following the white man and the white woman. He said, it's not a light thing. He tell you now, it is not a light thing. So examine yourself in the eyes of Yahuwah. Who are you trying to please? Yahuwah says, not a light thing to follow the white man and the white woman. And they cultures, and they dress well. Everything they got on the table, the Almighty said, is not a light thing. That is, now read the next verse. And when you follow the white man and the white woman, what did Yahuwah say in the next verse? Let him say it, what he think about it. It's not what the six anointed camps think about it. We're going to read what Yahweh says, what he think about it. The next verse again, mother, come on.
Maccabees chapter 4, verse 17. It is not a light thing to do wickedly against the law of Yahweh, but the time following, yeah, declare these things.
And the time have followed, and now it is declaring these things. We're declaring these things. So we're telling you right now, we only repeat what Yahuwah is saying. It is not a light thing to follow the white man and the white woman culture. What they set up, not a light thing in the mind of Yahuwah. When he watch you, if you're doing the thing that the white man and the white woman have set up, walk like them, talk like them, dress like them, whatever, eat like them. According to Yahuwah in verse number 17, he says that is not a light thing in his eyes. But it is a them. So, because he's talking to the whole 12 tribes of Israel as a body. It's not a light thing to follow the white man and the white woman's culture. Now, so now, in the book of Sirach, the elder, you have to see it out in the book of Sirach, their elder. In the book of Sirach, chapter 26. But before you read 26, our mother read Tobit, chapter 4, verse 20.
Tobit. Okay.
You read, look at Tobit 4, verse 12. So he said it's not a right thing for you to follow the white man and the white woman. He said he don't look at it as no right thing. He's not winking at this. He says a time will declare it, and it is being declared by the six anointed camps. If you get ready to do something now that the white man and the white woman set up, and you're going to honestly do it, and you're going to beat them doing it, and they set it up. He made it plain that you follow no customs of your fathers. And he said he don't look at that as no right thing. We'll find out a little bit more about it later. After Mother, see what we can read out of Tobit 4, verse 12.
Okay, the book of Tobit, chapter 4, verse 12. Beware of all whoredom, my son, and strictly take a wife of the seed of thy father, and take not a strange woman to wife, which is not of thy father's tribe, for we are the children of the promise. Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember, my son, that our fathers from the beginning, even that they all married wives of their own kindred and were blessed in their children. And their seed shall inherit the land.
So he talking a seed. He telling you what not to do. And this message for the whole 12 tribes of Israel. We read what he's saying, that we are the bloodline of the seers. That's what he just said. Now, precept that mother to chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. The reason why we in trouble today, because we honestly seek after the other nations, led by the white man and the white woman. And everything they got on the table, we honestly followed line and sink. That's what we're reading. Now, in Acts chapter 3, 25 and 26 said what? Acts 3, 25 and 26.
Okay. Acts chapter 3. Okay. Acts chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. Verse 25, you are the children of the prophet, the seers, and of the covenant, which Yahweh made with our father, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindred of the earth be blessed. 26. Unto you first, Yahweh have raised up his son, Yahweh, the son, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his sin, iniquity.
Mm-hmm. He said, now you got order in Yahweh's purse. He said, again, he said, on the right side of the book, you are the children of the seers.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh the Father and his son to bless you first. He said, he sent you to bless you first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mother, come back. 2 Maccabees 4:15. Now, listen to what he said. He sent to bless you first. Now come back to 2 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. One more again. What does it say?
Okay, let me finish this. 2 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 15 and 16.
Yes.
2 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 15. And verse 16. verse 15 reading. Now seven. Okay, verse 15. Now seven by the honor of thy father, but lacking the honor of the Grishon, best of all. Verse 16. By reason whereof for clearly came upon them, for they had them to be their enemies and avenged whose custom they followed so honestly and unto whom they desired to be like in all things.
You say you like to be like the white man and the white woman in all things. You say you children of the 12 tribes of Israel, you honestly go after the culture of the white man and the white woman. I mean hook, line, and sinker. That's what he said. What's the next verse say, Mother? What do you think about you going hook, line, and sinker on whatever the white man and the white woman bring to the table, you honestly go after it, hook, line, and sinker. But what do your mighty one think about that in the next verse?
Verse 17. For it is not a light thing to do wickedly against the law of Yahweh, but the time follows. Shall declare these things.
The time follows, ill declaring these things by voices of the true Israelites. The time have followed, and we claim it to you now that you're going to have to come back to this Bible and honestly follow the Bible, not honestly follow the white man and the white woman by being called the Grecians, the Greeks, the descendants of Esau and his 5 sons. You're going to have to follow Bible. Follow the Bible. You see, our father talked about that, Elder. We're going to Sirach 26, and let's read what did our fathers, the seers, talked about that we can read. We're going to Sirach 26, Elder, Mr. Tibbs. And we'll look at verse 19 down to verse 22. Let's see what was said honestly that our fathers, the seers, put in writing for our time today. What he says in Sirach 26, 19 down to verse 22.
Okay, what chapter did you say? Chapter 26?
Yeah, Sirach, chapter 26, verse 19 down to verse 20. What do you say that we can read, Elder?
19 to 22.
Check it down to verse 22. Sirach 19 to 26.
Okay, reading verse 19 to 22. 19 says, my son, keep the flower of thine age sound, and give not thy strength to strength. 20. When thou hast gotten a fruitful possession through all the field, sow it with thy own seed, trusting in the goodness of thy stock. 21. So thy race, which thou leadest, shall be magnified, having confidence of their good and decent. 22. And a helot shall be accounted as spittle, but married woman is a tower against the death to her husband.
Read verse 21 again, Elder. Elder, take your time, put some more audio in that verse 21. And Mother. Elder, whoever wants to break down verse 21 after we hear it read, whoever want to break that down to the national audience, verse 21 after we hear it read, that he go right ahead after it's read in verse 21.
21. So thy race, which thou leavest, shall be magnified, having a confidence of their good decency.
Good success. Okay. That verse 21, read verse 20, Elder. Yes, we want to analyze this verse. Read verse 20.
Read verse 20. 20 says, when thou hast gotten a possession through all the field, sow it with thy own seed, trusting in the goodness of thy stock.
He's telling you, trust in the goodness of your stock. And that stock he's talking about what in verse 21? What are you talking about in verse 21, Dale?
He's talking about the race that you came from.
The race that you the race that you come from. Is we reading that, Elder? Is he talking about the race that you come from?
It says,
is that
so
what
the race which thou, yes, we read.
Okay, what do verse 19 say?
19 says, my son, keep the flower of thine age sound, and give not thy strength to strength.
So who wanna break that down? Elder, Mother E Israel. Who wanna break down that 19 to 21? Who wanna just soundly break it down for the national audience? At this point to the whole 12 tribes of Israel, what is he telling the seer to tell the children of Israel, according to 19 to 21?
I say he's telling them not to get out their race, to keep stay in the race of the 12 tribes, and not to leave their race and go to another tribe and marry of another tribe, to keep the seed true.
Keep their seed pure. That's a big word to say, Mother. Keep their seed pure by not mingling with the other race, so you will keep your seed pure. Say, Mother, that's a big thing you just made. So, you know, we today proudly violate that rule. We think that my mind thinks when we have graduated by being the other nation. That's the way we've been thinking. I mean, you know, all my life, they says if a man get him a Cadillac and a white woman, he don't went to the moon and back. That's the way I'll always put up. You see a man with a Cadillac and a white woman, that's, you know, he's on the moon. He's in heaven. See? That's what we've been always told. I wonder why. But according to the seer, and that is not the correct way for the 12 tribes of Israel to go. Is we saying it right here, or did I mess around and add anything to that? Can you help those see out, according to 19 to 21 of that Surah 26, did I say anything that's, did I add anything to it? Help those see out in 19 to 21 one more time, Elder. What is that saying that the instruction was passed down to the 12 tribes of Israel by the seer according to 19-21. Come on.
Well, what you said was pretty sound, but, you know, when the fathers tell you to keep what you have gotten sound throughout all your life, don't give that to strangers when you were taught that with one race. So when you get something that's sound, when you get something that's sound and worth something, you know, which we're talking about people, you sow that with your own seed. And that helps keep you straight, keeps all this race the same. We don't want to use any rainbow type conversation, but that's what will happen.
So that's an order that the seer got it from. Who did the seer get that information from to be able to tell the 12 tribes of Israel? Where did that order come from, Elder?
That order came down through, I wouldn't say the generations, but it came from Yahuwah the Father.
Let's go back and find out where it came from, Elder. Now, we want to come back with scripture where it came from. Now, come back to Deuteronomy 32, verse 6, and read where it came from. We want to make sure we use scripture where this order came from. And
that's right.
It's to reflect on what you read in Genesis 32, verse number 6. Read till we get our point. Here go the point. We will always refer back to scripture. 32, verse 6, and Elder.
Deuteronomy, what was the chapter, verse?
32, verse 6. Let's read a little bit until we get our point. We want to find out where this order come from. We want to have a scripture to back up what we just got through covering. We want to know where did that come from. Deuteronomy 32, pick up at verse 6 and read, get our point. Come on.
Okay, Deuteronomy 32, verse number 6. 6 says, "The yes require the Yahuwah, O foolish people of an unwise, is not the Father that brought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee?"
Go ahead. Keep reading to get our point.
7. "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, he will show thee. Ask the elders, they will tell thee." All right. Number 8. "When the Most High divided and to the nations of their inheritance. When he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel."
So what did he do with the Israelites there, Elder? What did he do with the children of Israel, the Israelites, according to that verse? What did Yahuwah do?
He separated them and set these bounds according to the number of the people.
Mm-hmm. So he separated them. That's what he did. Then he held them.
That's what it says.
Now get a precept on that, Elder. We're going to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 53. Now you want to precept that, Elder. We want to precept that. He separated them. Now the wisest man in the world going to make a statement, Elder. And we're going to see what the wisest man in the world, which was Solomon. So in 1 Kings chapter 8, we want to find out in verse 53, what did he say behind what we're talking about right now? Because we go on somewhere in a minute, we just laying a little foundation to make sure we on point. Then we can go and take a look at how we honestly follow them to the T. So now we're going to look at 8:53. What did it say there, Bill? 1 Kings 8:53.
1 Kings 8:53 says, "For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou speakest by the hand of Moses, thine servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, Israel, O Yahuwah."
So now, what did he do in verse 53? What did he do? According to verse 53?
Separated them from all the people on earth.
Okay. So, if that's the case, do that still apply today, Elder?
The word don't change. This people.
Okay, let's go to the book of Malachi, Elder, 3:6. Let's see. Do we change? Then we'll get off into as we lay the foundation. You go on. Lay the foundation after you take a look at Malachi 3:16.
Okay, Malachi.
3:6.
I got it. The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse number 6. 6 says, "For I am the Yahuwah. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Israel are not consumed."
So he don't change, do he?
Nope.
He don't change. So now, mother. Now, mother, I'm going to take a look at St. John 2:1. But it'll come back to 2 Maccabees 15. Chapter 4, and I want you to look at it real carefully. 15 down to 19. Then, mother, I'm going to meet you over there in the book of Luke. I'm going to meet you in the book of Luke, chapter 2. So have that waiting on me, mother. We're going to examine something after the elder, after our elder look at 2 Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 15 down to verse 19. Then we go on and examine what we have laid the foundation on. 2 Maccabees 4:15 down to verse 19. Take your time, Elder. You're on the clock. Come on.
Book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 4, reading verses 15 to 19. 15 says, "Not saying by the honors of their fathers, but liking the glory of the Grecians best of all. 16, by reason thereof, sore calamity came upon them, for they had them to be their enemies and avengers, whose custom they had followed so earnestly, and unto them they desired to be like in all things. 17, for it is not a light thing to do wickedly against the laws of Yahuwah, but the time following shall declare these things. 18. Now when the game that was used every faith year was kept by Tyrus, the king being present. 19. This ungracious Jason, there sent special messengers from Jerusalem who were Anacharchans to carry the 300 dirhams silver to the sacrifice to Hercules. which even the bearers thereof thought not to bestow them with them the sacrifice, because it was not convenient, but to be reserved for other changes. Charges.
So that's good enough. So now you, so you find out you have this guy named Jason. So you can take care of Rover. To get old Rover right while we take a look at something, mother. So we clear that you have an Israelite came and went to the Grecians, the sons of Esau, to please them by breaking the law. So you, so you're always going to have a wicked Israelite to please other nations by breaking the law of Yahweh. That's what they did. So now, we done laid enough foundation, mother. Now, what we're going to do, mother, we're going to take a look at a few things. Properly, we're going to lay enough foundation that he do not like when the children of Israel follow honestly the other nations, whatever they own, he don't want you to follow them. And he said you can't work with them, but he says when it comes down to any activities outside your job or following their culture, he says it's not a light thing to do so. Okay, good. Now we're gonna say enough on that, mother. Now we're gonna do a little, we're gonna go do a little read now, mother. And we'll get over here the time to get old Rovers and them all situated for the national audience to hear nothing but some good old, some good reading. So, mother,
mm-hmm.
Come to the book of Luke. And we're going to the book of Luke, mother.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to look at Luke chapter 2.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. We're going and look at Luke chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to verse number 1. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look at Luke chapter 2, verse number 1. And we'll read about 5. Read down to verse number 6. Then Elder going to come in and pick up verse 7. And we just gonna analyze a few things. Now you heard what Yahweh don't like. Now we're going to examine some things. We're going to Luke chapter 2, 1 down to verse 6. Mother E Israel.
Okay.
Come on.
Book of Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 6. Verse 1. And it come to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Verse 2. And this tax was first made when Cyrus was governor of Syria. Verse 3. And all went to be taxed, every one unto his own city. Verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the family and lineage of David. Verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his spouse, wife, being great with child. Verse 6. And so it was that while they were there, that day was accomplished that she should be delivered.
Mm-hmm. So now, mother, what's going on here in 1 through 6? What's going on in 1 through 6 is that Caesar Augustus told the whole world that go back to your place where you was born at, and I'm going to tax everybody. Everybody got to pay me some taxes.
Right.
When Joseph came up to Judah, that's where he was born at, and he had his wife Mary with him, and she was great with child. She was pregnant. She was pregnant with child, and they came up to Judah because both of them is from the tribe of Judah. So they came up to Judah, and she was great with child, and it was coming up time for her to deliver that baby. So when they got to Jerusalem, she was pregnant. She hasn't delivered a baby yet. She was carrying the baby. Now, Hilda, don't pick it up at verse number 7 down to verse number 12. And, Hilda, we're going to look at 7 to 12, because we know you're on point the shoe at them at Rovers over there, so you got them all nice and quiet. But it's nice to order to hear what's going on from the book of Luke chapter 2. So now we got Joseph and Mary coming to Judah. So that's where they was born at. That's the lineage of David. Now, that's big talk of that. So I need to precept a little bit of that. The lineage of David. Hold on that, Mother Z. I'm a little precept of Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z is ready. Hold on a minute now. I'm going to do a little precept on that because that's big talk with Dale. So we find out that Joseph from the lineage of David. That's big talk with Dale. So I got to stop and precept that and put a picture on what the lineage, the bloodline of David looked like. Hey, Mother E, let's precept that and find out what do the bloodline of David look like according to Psalms. Now, we got to precept that, Mother. In 119, we got to stop and precept that. So we find out that Joseph and Mary is from the bloodline of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, help those see out and tell me what do the bloodline of Judah look like according to 119:83 in the book of Psalms. 119:83. And Moses, put a little mark on that. Make sure you put a little mark and an arrow on that, but you'll never forget it. And make a little note of it. What do the bloodline, the lineage of David, what do they look like? We go on and take a look. And 119:83. What does it say there, Mother E?
The book of Psalms, chapter 119:83. I am become like a bottle in this smoke, yet do I not forget that.
He says, for I have become a bottle in the smoke. Hey, mother, what do a bottle look like? If, like, for example, a house that on caught a fire and all the stuff inside been, the fire have hit it, and then you see a bottle there that's full of smoke. What would that bottle look like if you were describing the bottle that's full of smoke, a smoky bottle? What that look like, Mother?
Black.
What would it look like?
Black.
Oh yeah. How you know a bottle that's been in smoke is black? look black. How you know that, mother?
Because it's full of smoke. It's been burnt. It's been burnt.
Excellent. So David says, he says, For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. So what did David look like, mother?
He looked black.
Yeah.
So he compared himself to a bottle in the smoke. He compared
black.
Himself to a bottle in the smoke. So now if you picked up a bottle that's been in the smoke and traced it to the face of David, it'd be a match. So what color is that bottle of smoke look like?
Okay, well.
Dark.
I don't know if I should do this or not, but if we precept that to Job 30:30.
Yeah. Yeah, you can present to Job. Job 30:30 is Issachar's boy. That's an excellent precept, mother. That's excellent. That lets me know that you on point. So now, remember, David and Job is cousins. Both of these from the children of Israel. So there's nothing wrong with going to Job 30:30 and reading that. What it say in 30:30? Now you describing a bottle that's in the smoke, which David facial look like. Job 30:30, what it say?
Job 30:30 says, my skin is black upon me, and my bones are burned with fire, with heat.
Okay. So now, Issachar's boy, Job, said his skin and is black upon him.
Mm-hmm.
David says he look like a bottle that's in smoke.
Right.
And we find both of them is from the tribe, Mary and Joseph from the tribe of Judah. Is that correct, Mother E? Israel?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's correct.
Right.
Okay, now go to Jeremiah 14:2, and let's seal the deal.
Jeremiah 14:2. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Let's go seal the deal. Let's seal the deal in 14:2. Then I'm gonna ask the elder a question after you read 14:2. Then I'm gonna ask our elder a question after you read Jeremiah.
14:32. 14:2. Jeremiah 14:2. Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 14:2 reads, you bemoan and the gates thereof languor. They are black unto the ground, and the cry of thy beauty is gone up.
So when Joseph went back and taking his wife back to, they were from Nazareth, they went down to Nazareth, but he was born in Judah. So now, Elder Mr. Tibbs, what I want to know, according to what we just got through reading, why did Joseph take his wife Mary back to Jerusalem, which is for Judah, and we find out that Judah is all what kind of peoples that is in Judah, according to the Bible? A.L., what kind of peoples that is in Judah, according to the Bible? That Joseph and Mary went to, what kind of people?
Dark-skinned
people. Going to race. Say what?
Dark-skinned skinned people.
Dark skinned people. Excellent. So now we don't find out on the way of finding out something that Joseph and Mary, since both of them from the lineage of David, they are what kind of people, Elder?
Dark skin, according to scripture. Dark skin.
According to scripture, I'm hearing your mother Z. I'm hearing your mother Z. That's exactly right. So now you clear Joseph and Mary is dark skinned people. You see that? Joseph and Mary is dark skinned people. So with that understanding, Mother E, if we go to Matthew's, then we can understand what's going on in Matthew's. Matthew chapter, now we should be understanding this in Matthew chapter 2, verse 12 and, so we, 12 down to verse 14. So mother, help those see out, because we're trying to paint a picture going somewhere, Mother. We're going somewhere in Matthew chapter 2, verse 12 down to verse 14. What does it say?
Matthew chapter 2, verses 12 to 14. Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. And being warned of Yahweh in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the minister, the angel of the Yahweh, appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take thy young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Verse 14. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt.
Well, according to modern day society, that source, Egypt at that time was, Egypt is Mizraim and sons of Ham. That means black. That means dark skinned people. Why would the angel take Joseph and Mary and the young child and tell them go flee and hide out in Egypt? Because Herod, descendants of Esau, the white man and the white woman, seeketh to kill him. So why did he tell Joseph in a dream, take yourself, take that your mother of that baby, and all three of you flee into Egypt and stay there until I give you word? Why would they send them to black skinned, dark skinned people? Why would he send them over there if he looked like what we get ready to see on TV from this point on, even the Ten Commandments? We're going to see all this good stuff. So, and my question is, Mother, what fountain, when we get ready to watch Eyes on the Prize, and come up this time, Eyes of the Prize is coming on, and they're going to give you a whole week of showing you the good old days, how things used to be. So now, what fountain will Joseph, Mary, and the child, and they got a fountain going to be on Eyes and the Prize, going to say a color fountain and a white fountain? What fountain will they be drinking out of according to Eyes on the Prize? Mother Eve, what fountain they going to?
They're going to drink out the black fountain. The color fountain.
Well, why are they going to do that, Mother? Why are they going to do that?
because they black. They mixed with the Egyptians, the same color the Egyptians. Well.
But anything we see, according to Joseph, Mary, the baby, Jesus, they call him, they all are pale red, mother. What's going to happen, mother? What's going to happen?
Joseph, they not pale red. Man changed the history.
And we read in 2 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 15 down to verse 19, we honestly do it, but Almighty is not pleased with you following the other people that look like totally different from you. But he's not pleased with his seed race. And we're getting ready to do the same error in about a week. We feel a lot of people that do not look like you, and you're going to follow their customs and everything they got, everything they do, you're going to follow it to the T. And we find out that Yahweh said, not pleased with you, O children of Israel, or Israelites. You got it? Good. All right, that's enough on that one. Let's come back now. So we just done that to lay a little foundation. So now we clear what we're looking at. Paint the picture, Elder. Now, Elder, you're back in Luke chapter 2 again. So we know Joseph and Mary had to go to dark-skinned land of Judah. They was born there to get taxed. And she was pregnant. She was pregnant. So now we go on and find out what was going on in the second chapter, Elder, of Luke. Now pick it back up at verse number 6. Read 6 again. I mean, you start at verse 7.
On verse 7.
Six. Yeah, well, read 6 to make it sound good. Read 6 again. Now we're in Luke. Now Joseph and Mary is back to the land that they was born at, Judah. Judah is a dark-skinned. 2 verse 6 says what again? Yeah.
6 says, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
Oh! So she was pregnant. So she to be delivered. Okay, good. What happened next in verse 7?
And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them.
There was what? Wait a minute, Elder. I want some more verse 7. I want some more. What happened in verse 7 again?
Verse 7 says, she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Now, the inn was called, them is called the Holiday, like the Holiday Inn, the motel, but everything was packed. It was no room in the inn because everything was like, you know, it must have been something special going on because everything was packed. It was no room in the inn, so she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. I mean, all the hotels, motels, all the places was booked. So she had to wrap them in a manger, and because there was no room in the inn. And what happened next time there? Now remember, the baby is wrapped in swaddly clothes because there was no room in the inn to check in to any hotel, motel, or hospitals. So they found the baby wrapped into a swaddly clothes. And what happened next in verse 9?
Verse 8. Verse 9.
No, verse 8. Verse 8. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 8. And there were in the same county shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And not only what was going on, not only what was going on by night, it was shepherds in the field keeping their flock by night. Mm-hmm. Shepherds in the field keeping their flock by night. And then the baby Jesus, was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And where was Jesus laid at? He was in the manger. What was he at that we can read? Let's read a little prophecy, Mother. Let's find what was he at that we can read. What was he at? We go on to the Songs of Solomon. We go on to the Songs of Solomon, Mother, and find out what was he at in the 8th chapter, verse 4 and 5. You know, the Bible even tells you where he was at. His mother had wrapped him in swaddling clothes because it was packed that day. That day was some kind of day besides taxing going on. It was no room for nobody. They couldn't find a hotel to check in. And they from Nazareth, 70 miles away. So she wrapped him in swaddling clothes in a manger. And what did she do with that baby? According to Songs of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 4 and 5. Let's talk about it, Mother. Songs of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5.
The book of Songs of Solomon, chapter 8, verses 4 and verse 5. I charge you, O daughter of Yahweh Judah, that you stir not up, nor awake my love until he flees. Verse 5. He is this that come up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved. I raise thee up under the apple tree. There your mother brought thee forth. There he brought thee forth that bare thee.
So, the prophecy say he was in a manger up on a what kind of tree, Mother?
Apple tree.
An apple tree. Up on in a manger, up on an apple tree. There where she came out, right there. So baby Jesus was born up on an apple tree. Now, ask the question. Hey, Elle, do apple trees grow in the winter?
I haven't seen any winter pickings for apples. They usually have to go to a warm climate.
Oh! So I remember I was outside with the old elder, and we were looking at a lot, and it was so doggone cold out there, and the elder said, it's pretty cold out here. I said, yeah, you sure is. So now, what mother would have a baby, a newborn baby, exposed on an apple in the winter, and we know right now the temperature, right now you can go on your phone, the same temperature that Chicago New York having, that Jerusalem, Judah have just about the same temperature. Winter. So now what mother will have a baby with an apple tree in the winter and leave him out there for an exhibit? What mother would do that? And what would happen to that mother if anybody find out if a lady just had a baby outside up on a tree wrapped in a manger and swaddled clothes in this kind of cold weather? What's going to happen to that mother? Who going to answer that question? Hey, yo, Mother E, who going to answer that question? What's going to happen to that mother if anybody find out that what a mother doing in this kind of weather, a baby on exhibit in this kind of weather?
Well,
who going to answer that?
You got it. They would answer you with somebody that come from DCFS.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd be in a world of trouble.
They gonna come from DCFS and take that baby, and then they gonna take you where? And where are you going to?
To jail.
Excellent. You going to jail. You going to jail. So that Jesus on December the 25th, that don't line up with the Bible, because ain't no mother gonna have their child out there in the winter under an apple tree, and ain't no apple tree growing in the winter, and leaving your baby out there for example for everybody to come and see it in the winter. I was standing out the elder, and the elder said, "God, dogs pull out here." I said, "Yeah, get on by here." So you imagine, this story is not adding up if we can read between the lines. So not only that, in Luke chapter 2, the angel said to the shepherds that was keeping a flock by night, everybody was just laying all out there, laying out there at night. They were laying out there at night, they flock by night. So we found out going to possibly be born December the 25th. Because December 25th, nobody going to have they flock out by night, and nobody going to have no child out there and leaving for example for what they ought to get ready to read in verse number 9 down to verse number 11. 9 to 12. Come on, 9 to 12, Elder. 9 down to verse 12. Luke 2, 9 to 12.
Verse number 9 to 12, 9 says, "And lo, the ministering spirit of the Yahuwah came upon them, and the glory of the Yahuwah shone round about them, and they were so afraid." 10. "And the ministering spirit said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Yahuwah the Son. 12. And this shall be a sign unto you, that you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
Hey, Jessica. You hear that, Moses? You're going to find him up under an apple tree in a manger and swaddled clothes in this kind of weather right here. Something ain't adding up here. Who's going to leave their baby out in this type of weather? for exhibit. And the same time when this son was born, he was born when the shepherds out there tending their flock by night. But they said, but they have taught us all our life that Lord Christ was born December 25th. December 25th. So you telling me this is the December 25th story right here? I doubt it. Now we've been finding out something along with finding out something. Let's find out, because we know clearly that the baby was not born around December 25th. It's too cold to have your baby out. Then when was the baby born? Now we're going to find out. Let's see if we find out, mother. When was this baby born? Since we know that December 25th ain't going to work. And in tomorrow night lesson, we'll show you exactly on December 25th what it exactly is that day really pointing towards. But right now we want to find out a little bit more about this myth that was told that December 25th is the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to see, can the Bible hold up? And now we're getting ready to go stay in that same second chapter, mother. And we're going to skip down to see what's going on in verse 25. Let's skip down to verse 25. And let's find out a little bit more. Now, we found out that it was a baby born. But we want to find out the timeline of this baby to be in swaddling clothes, in a manger, up on an apple tree. Let's find out, can we tie this time in on when this baby was born. We're going to skip down verse 25, Mother E. Let's skip down verse 25 and let's start saying, well, no. We're going to pick up at verse number 21.
Okay.
That's what we do. We'll pick up at, we'll pick it up at verse 16. We'll get a little bit. Let's pick it at verse 16. No, 15. Take it 15. Let's get down 15. Let's try 15. We got plenty of time. We're going to bring Mother Z in shortly, and we're going to give up plenty of time, too. Let's pick it at verse 15. What happened in verse 15?
The book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 15. And it come to pass, as the ministers' spirit were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Yahweh has made known unto us. Verse 16. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe laying in a manger. Verse 17.
Wait a minute, Mother. They came in haste and they found them, Joseph, mother, and the baby. And the baby was laying in the manger. And,
right.
And the baby was up on a what? Now, what was the baby up on? Do y'all recall? And the songs of Solomon's baby was a what?
Apple tree.
That's right. So we found out that Joseph, Mary, and the baby was up on an apple tree, just laying up on the apple tree. Now the baby was in swaddling clothes. Anybody gets a... If the otherwise is telling, it can't be right. Joseph, Mary, and the mother laying on an apple tree around December the 25th? Something ain't adding up, is it, mother?
Right. It's too cold.
Something ain't adding up. Too cold. That's right. Too cold. And apples don't grow in the winter. Mm-hmm. Apple trees in the winter. Now, okay, let's read a little bit more, Mother. Now, we on something. What else happened now?
Verse 17. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying, which was told them concerning this task.
Okay, go ahead.
Verse 18. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
Okay.
Verse 19. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her mind.
Uh-huh. Verse 20.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising Yahweh for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
So everybody happened. Hey, pick up verse 21, and let's see what else happened, Elder, in verse 21. Let's read a little bit. Let's read a little bit about this child that we found out he was born. He was wrapped in manger and swaddled the clothes. He was up on an apple tree. His mother and father, they was all around the apple tree, and the shepherds got word from the angel to go and peep at the boy. They did all that good stuff. Everybody happy. So whatever was going on in verse 21, Elder, let's do a little reading. What else going on when that baby was born? What else going on? Pick up verse 21 and read a little bit more. Elder? Pick up verse 21 and do a little read. Come on, Elder. Where's our Elder at? Where you at, Elder? Come on, Mother.
Verse 21 in what book again? I'm sorry.
Luke 2:21.
Luke chapter 2, all verse right, 21.
You got about
21 says.
100,000. They listen real good now, Elder. Come on now. 221, read a little bit.
21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Yahweh the Son, which was so named of the minister spirit before he was conceived in the womb.
Okay. So they still at the same, they still up in Judah, and they still around the apple tree. About 8 days later, they still there. So now we know the child is in Jerusalem up on the apple tree in a manger. That's probably around temporarily sheltered because there's no room in the end. So they don't already pay the taxes and all that. So the big dignitary, they don't already got happy. But they still there in Jerusalem. So they wait, 8 days later, now the child is 8 days old in Jerusalem. He's 8 days old. And what happened next, Elder?
22. And when the days of her purification according to the law, Torah instructions of Moses were accomplished, they were brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
23. As it is written in the law, Torah instructions of the Yahweh, every male that opens the womb shall be called righteous to the Yahuwah.
Okay, good. Yep. Now, what happened? So it's 8 days later. So what's happened? They're all in Jerusalem now, 8 days later. See, so he's about 8 days old. They're in Jerusalem. What's going on in verse 25? Let's read a little bit. What's going on in verse 25?
25 says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the righteous minister's spirit was upon him."
Uh-huh. Go ahead. 26.
"And it was revealed unto him by the righteous spirit that he should not see death before the Yahuwah had seen Yahuwah the Son." 27. "And he came by the minister's spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Yahuwah the Son, to do for him after the custom of the law, Torah instruction." 28. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed Yahuwah and said, 29, "Yahuwah, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. 30, for my eyes have seen thy salvation."
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, "My eyes have seen thy salvation." So he's saying, listen, he said, "I'm in Jerusalem, it's 8 days later." He said, and the minister said, "You know what, Simeon, you're not going to die until you see the salvation. You're not going to die until you see my salvation." And he said, "Now, Yahuwah, you can go and let me die now. I picked up the baby, and I see my salvation. So now, remember, they're in Jerusalem. 8 days, they're still in Jerusalem 8 days later. Now, she had the baby in Jerusalem 8 days later. Now, he said, "I've seen thy salvation." Now, what happened next, Elder? Take it down to verse 31 to 33, and Mother pick him at 34. What happened next? What? Now, so he don't see the salvation. Now, we know the salvation is that young child that was wrapped in a manger. Mm-hmm. But we try to find out the timeline of around the timeline of the true birth of this son. We very suspicious. It couldn't have been December 25th because we know it's cold outside and apples don't grow in the winter. And they were still outside 8 days later and everything else. They still outside because it was no room in the inns. That means all the place to be at was rented. Everybody them got there, so they just stuck. 31 to 33, come on.
31 to 33. 31 says, "Which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people," 32, "a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." 33,
mm-hmm.
And Joseph and his mother marvel at those things which were spoken of him.
Yeah. So Simeon, he's a seer. So now he clear that he don't see what he want to see. It was 8 days his birth that he got the child in his hand, and he know they at the tip of sight. Everybody's. Now what happened to 34, Mother? 34, and then we'll skip down for time's sake. We'll skip down to verse 38 for time's sake.
Okay. 234.
Yeah. 234. What happened to 234?
Okay. Luke chapter 2, verse 34. And Simeon blessed them and said, okay, and Simeon the seer blessed them and said unto Mary, this mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rise again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken again.
Mm-hmm. If this child is be the rise and fall, it's gonna be, and this child is a sign for Israel. Okay, good. Now, let's get down to verse 38 for time's sake, Mo. Verse 38. We'll cover a little bit tomorrow. Let's find out what we're trying to find out around the time that Yahweh the Son was born according to the Bible. We know it's not December 25th. So when they tell you what we're celebrating our Lord Savior's birthday, that's the reason we're doing December 25th. We're going to find out is his birthday around December 25th or is it around something else? Let's get down to verse 38.
The book of Luke chapter 2, verse 38. And she come in that in instant giving thanks likewise unto the Yahweh and speaking of him to all him that look for redemption in Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 39. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Yahweh, they returned unto Galilee to their own city, Nazareth.
Good. All right, Mother. All right, Mother. Get suspicious now. So now, verse 40. Listen good. Verse 40.
Verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of Yahweh was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. Verse 42. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast.
Now stop right there. Now let's talk. Let's talk right there. We're going to talk right there. They came to Jerusalem every year around what time, Mother? And you'll be looking, help me out here. What you saying, WCC? See, we're going to mute the elder. The elder is mute the broadcast.
Okay.
Well, Mother, you on your own with me, and Mother Z will be helping you ride in shotgun because the elder he will be muted out according to the WCC. What's going on here, 41? What's going on?
First 41. 41, they went back to Jerusalem every year.
No, according to what's going on in verse 41?
In verse 41, they went back to Jerusalem for the feast, the Passover.
Oh, they went up. Now his parents went up to Judah every year at the feast of what?
The Passover.
And 42, and around Passover, what happened again in 42?
In 42, when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast.
The son's birthday is around what, mother? What is, come on, help me out, Mother Z. What is around the time of Yahuwah the son's birthday? Around the time, what is around his time? What is it close to?
The month of April.
Now, according to the verse, is it, according to 41, what is it close to?
What 21?
According to verse 41, what is his birthday close to, according to verse 41?
41. It's close to the beast. 23. Exodus 23, chapter 15, and 17.
Don't get excited. Hold on. According to verse 41, look at the verse. Read again, Mother E. What is his birthday close to, according to verse 41? Read it.
Now, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover.
At the Feast of what?
The Passover.
The Feast of what?
Passover.
The Passover. So, now when the Feast of Passover and 42, he was around what age?
12 years old.
Around 12 years old. So Yahuwah the son's birthday is around Passover, not December 25th in the heart of the winter. His birthday is around Passover. Passover. That's when he was born, around Passover, because when Passover came, he became 12 years old. So his birthday is closer to Passover than December 25th in the heart of the winter. Now, what do you think about that, Z? Because Passover is new growth. Passover, around that time, that's when the apples and orange trees, and you start getting ready to start taking your coats off again. You around Passover, it's time to break out a little bit. That's new growth time. So Yahuwah the son was born not December the 25th, not around December 25th. He was closer born around Passover, because around Passover, you can be up on an apple tree. You can keep your flocks by night. Passover. He became around 12 years old around Passover. So Yahuwah the son's birthday is around Passover, according to verse 41 and 42. Because around Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Judah after the custom of the feast. What feast? Passover. So his birthday is around Passover. And Passover is what month? Now, Mother's Day. Now you can bring in what month is Passover in by going to Mother's Day. Now go to Exodus 12, 1 and 2, and 13, verse 4, and let's find out when is around Passover. What month is that? We're going to Exodus 12, 1 and 2, 13, verse 4, by Mother Z. Israel, E. Royal.
1, 2, 1 and 2, Exodus 12, Exodus. Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. And the Yahuwah spoke unto Moses and Aaron, in the land of Egypt said, verse 2, the mot shall be unto, this mot shall be unto you the beginning of mot. It shall be the first mot of the year to you.
And what month is that in 13 verse 4, Mother?
Exodus chapter 13, verse 4. This day came ye out in the Mount Abel.
Yeah. So the first month is Abel. Abel is around Passover, Mother. So Yahuwah the Son was born around Abel, the Passover time. And the Passover is what day that we can read, Mother, eat, by going to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 4 and 5. When is Passover? Leviticus 23, verse 4 and 5.
Leviticus 23, 4 and 5. Book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 4 and verse 5. These are the feasts of the Yahweh, even righteous convocation, which ye shall proclaim in their season. Verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Yahweh's Passover.
Yeah. So. Passover is, when is Passover, Mother?
In the 14th day of the first month at evening, the Yahuwah's Passover.
And what month is the 14th day or what month according to 13 verse 4, Mother Z? What month is the first month according to Exodus 13 verse 4? What month would that be?
Abel.
According to 13. Say it again.
Abel.
14. So Abel 14th. That is around Passover, and that is around Yahuwah the Son's birthday. His birthday is around New Growth. Not when everything is trembling in the, everything is up on the ground trembling. His birthday is around Passover. Now come back, Mother E. Come back to Luke chapter 2, verse 40 and 41. So now we find out that his birth is nowhere near no December 25th. His birthday is around Passover, and that's where you have your baby wrapped up in swaddling clothes, and then all you can be up under the apple tree, because that is time for new growth. Apples come out at around this time. So now what happened in Luke chapter 2, verse 40 and 41? No, 41 and 42. What happened, Mother? Luke chapter 2, verse 41 and 42 says what?
Luke chapter 2, verse 41 and 42. Verse 41. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. 42. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast.
So his birthday is around what time, Mother? According to verse 41.
Passover.
Say it again, Mother.
Passover.
But say it with conviction. Passover. We ain't coming around with this. We know he was born around Passover, because that's the only time you can have a baby out there around in squalid clothes up on an apple tree. It got to be around Passover. It can't be no December 25th. Everything trembling out there. Ain't no apples growing in the latter part of December. Who gonna have that baby out there, and who gonna have a baby out there up on the apple tree, then stay out there on the apple tree for people to see a baby wrapped up in a swaddled clothes in a manger around December the 25th. So he was not born nowhere near December 25th. He was born around Passover. Because when he was 12 years old, around 12 years old, they came up to the custom, and that's when he was born, around Passover. So that apple tree that we read about in Songs of Solomon 8, 4, and 5, the mother had that baby up on an apple tree. Ain't no apple right. tree growing on December the 17th, 18th, 19th. Ain't no apple tree growing nowhere in Jerusalem at this time right here. Nowhere. You go on your phone and ask the weather. Hey, mm-hmm. Mother Z, take somebody's phone, anybody, and ask Jerusalem, what is the temperature in Jerusalem right now? See, can y'all help those stay out? Find out what the temperature is in Jerusalem right now. What is the temperature there right now?
Okay. Give me a minute.
Yeah, the temperature. Yeah. Find out what the temperature is in Jerusalem. Said, what is the temperature like in Jerusalem right now? Because he was born around Passover. So let's see. This is around December 25th. We want to know what is the temperature in Jerusalem right now around December 25th. What is the temperature? And I wonder, when we find out, is apple trees is blooming out. So what's the temperature in Jerusalem right now? That's what I want to know. That was just national audience want to know. What is the temperature around Jerusalem right now? Can y'all help the OC out on the temperature in Jerusalem right now?
She's checking.
Okay, smartphone. What is the temperature in Jerusalem? And they will come back and tell you something.
They said that 32 degrees in Jerusalem is 12 degrees.
You hear that, Mother E? Now you tell me, any mother will have a newborn baby and have a birth up on an apple tree around 12 degrees. Who gonna do that, Mother?
Nobody got hope.
If anybody do that, the baby gonna be taken and you going to jail. Is that right, Mother E?
Yes. Right.
You have a newborn baby out in a weather around 12 degrees, you're going to jail. And that baby going to be taken away from you. Is that right, mothers?
Right.
You see that? So that December, so when they tell you, well, I'm only celebrating December 25th because our Lord and Savior was born around December 25th. No, that couldn't have possibly happened according to the Bible. It couldn't have possibly happened because it's around 12 degrees around December 25th. 12, 15 degrees. Ain't nobody in no manger, no swaddled clothes, in no under 20 degree weather. Everybody trembling. Is that right, Mother?
Right.
So that story don't work. but it'll work better around Passover, won't it? Now let's go give one statement in, Mother. You didn't want that Mother Z give all her commentary behind this. Let's go in and look what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. What it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8, then we'll bring Mother Z Israel in and give her time to get commentary on what she heard or whatever she's going to lay on this national audience. But we're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. What does it say there, Mother E?
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and verse 8. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. As you are unleavened, forever. For even Yahweh, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
And truth. So Yahweh the Son is our Passover. He gave up his life for you on Passover. He was born around Passover. His custom was, his parents' custom and his custom was to come back around Passover until the time that he shed it down, around Passover. Passover is around Abib 14 every year, got nothing to do with December 25th. December 25th is going to be broke down tomorrow. What is December the 25th about, according to the Bible? But we clear it's not around his birthday. His birthday is around Passover because he's a Passover lamb. So we're going to stop right there and bring Mother Z Israel in and give a commentary or whatever the Almighty wants to put on her. Take your time there, Mother Z. You're on the clock. Come on.
Well, I'm just going to read some of what happened after he was born, and I'm going to start reading that verse 43, Luke chapter 2, verse 43, and it says Luke chapter 2, verse 43, and when they had fulfilled the day of they returned, the child Yahweh tarried behind in Yada Judah, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. Verse 44. But they supposed him to have been in the company went a day journey, and they sought him among the kindred and acquainted. Verse 45. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Yahdah Judah, seeking him. Verse 46. And it come to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Verse 47. And all that heard him was astonished at his understanding and answers. Verse 48. And when they sought him, they was amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast you thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought you sorrowing. At verse 49, and he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me with ye not that I might be about my must be about my father's business. Verse 50. And they understood not the saying which he spoke, which when he spoke unto them. Verse 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subjected unto them but his mother kept all these sayings in her mind. Verse 52, and Yahweh increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with Yahweh the father of man. I'm just going to say with Yahweh and man. That's with Yahweh the Father and man. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh. So he kept them customs. Then that's around his birthday, around Passover. Well, you can be in swaddling clothes. You can be up under the apple tree. As a matter of fact, let's read one more time that, Mother Z. Let's find out about this birth by going to the Songs of Solomon one more time. And we'll find out about this birth. The tree was abundant. And a tree ain't born, and a tree is not growing in 12 degree temperature. In Jerusalem, which you call Judah. Ain't no apple tree growing nowhere 12 degree weather. Around December 25th. Now, we go on to Songs of Solomon again there, Mother Eve. And we're gonna look at the 8th chapter, verse 4 and see what kind of tree the mother have some that was prophesied by Solomon, the wisest man in the world, about the birth of somebody in Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 4 and 5. What is that, Mother E?
Songs of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4. I charge you, O daughter of Yahweh Judah, that you stir not up, nor await my love until he please. Verse 5, who is this that comes up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? I raised thee up under the apple tree. There your mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth. That bad beast.
So, Mother, according to prophecy, where was the son born up under? Well, according to that, where was the son born up under?
An apple tree.
Then Albertine, you think, hey, Mother E or Mother Z, you think Albertine growing 12 degrees weather and 12 degrees out there? You think Albertine grow out there?
No.
Why not? Why not?
Well, the apple tree already be grow, but it don't be blooming and bear no apples in that in this temperature.
That's right, Mother. Exactly right. So that story, so we've been lied to, Mother. So we've been lied to, so when they tell you about, well, I'm celebrating his birthday. No, well, you do celebrate his birthday, not around no, because ain't no apples, ain't no apples going to be coming out nowhere. Ain't no 12 degree, 15, less than 20 degree weather. Ain't no apples coming out nowhere. Ain't nobody going to be having no baby up on no apple tree in no less than 20 degree weather. So that ain't, so that lets you know that story is not right. Now tomorrow, we'll take care of that story tomorrow. But now, Mother, what do it tell us in Galatians chapter 1, 6 through 9? Help me out there, Mother E. What do it tell us in Galatians chapter 1, 6 through 9?
Okay, Galatians.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 down to verse 9. What do it tell us, Mother?
Okay, let me get that. Come on,
Galatians. Mother E. Mosey, have me 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 2, waiting on me. 4, verse 2. What does it say that we can read, Mother, in Galatians 1, 6 through 9?
The book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Yahweh the Son, unto another covenant. Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would prevent the
convert. They will convert. They gonna tell you, Mother, they gonna convert and tell you he was born around 12 degree weather up on in a manger. They're going to convert it and throw you all off. They're going to have you doing the birthday of him around December 25th, and you're going to convert it, and it's around Passover. His birthday was around Passover, got nothing to do with no 12-degree weather, less than 20 degrees, and they're going to convert the covenant, Mother. They're going to lie to us. Read. I'm going to read some of them.
Okay, verse 8, but though we are an angel from heaven teaching any other covenant unto you than that which you have taught unto you in, we have taught unto you, let him be accused.
A curse. He said, let them be a curse. If they're going to bring you anything other than he was born around Passover, he said, let them curse. Anybody teach you that he was born, I'm celebrating December 25th because that's the day that our Lord and Savior was born. He said, let them be a curse. That's a lie from the pits of hell. He was born nowhere near December 25th. He was born closer to Passover. Nothing to do with no December 25th. Tomorrow night lesson at 6 o'clock, it will tell you soundly the true meaning of December the 25th. It got nothing to do with the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, polluted for Yahweh the Son. So it has nothing to do with it. That is a lie from the pits of hell by the peoples of Esau and his five sons after they remove your books. Keep reading, Mother.
verse 9, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man teaches any other covenant unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed.
Let them be accursed. If they tell you that your Savior was born around December 25th, let them be accursed. And if mm-hmm. you follow that, you will be upon a curse yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See that? See, we show you the truth of the Bible. Ain't nobody going to be having no babies. Nobody going to be up on no apple trees. Apples don't even grow in the winter of 12 degrees. And all you got to do is ask your smartphone. Hey, smartphone, what's the temperature over there in Jerusalem? Mother did that, Mother Z said. They said 12 degrees over here. It's cold enough. It's cold even telling you that. How cold it is over here.
Yeah. 12 Celsius degrees.
See? That means they said, look, it's cold even tell you that. It's 12 degrees over here. I bet there's some snow and 12 degrees. See that? See, that don't add up. Don't let it. You have to stop the children of Israel. That's why we keep telling you, you got to know who you are, and you got to know your responsibility according to yourself and your Lord wants to come. Give me one verse there, Mother. Give me that first Thessalonians 4, verse 2. What it say?
Thessalonians 4, verse 2.
First Thessalonians
chapter 4, verse 2. But ye know what the Torah instruction we give you by Yahweh, the Son. That's what you want.
He said, you know what law he gave you, the law he gave you to follow us in this book. You don't follow what man don't put on the table. Follow us in this book. He said, you know what he don't gave you. And how do you follow it, Mother E? And a closing statement that Mother E, Israel, see, right? Luke 10:26. And how do you follow what's written? He said, you know what the law tell you. Follow what's written in this book. Don't have nobody tell you what I'm reading. I'm keeping December 25th because our Lord and Savior was born December 20th. He wasn't born nowhere near no December 25th. Too cold. He was born when the apple's coming out around Passover. That's Abel 14, when stuff start blooming up. He was born up on an apple tree. He seen big old red apples and yellow apples. Everything was going. That's when he was born. He wasn't born when everything was cringing. Hey, Mother E, until tomorrow at 6 o'clock, what it says in Luke 10:26 in the closing statement, what it say?
The book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 26. He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou?
He said, you go follow what's written in the law. Read that and follow that. If you want eternal life, if you want this man to take a good look at you, you do what's written in his Bible. Stop following the precept of men. December 25th, the birth of the Mighty One, did never happen around December 25th. It's too cold. It's too cold. Close the family and mother, we catch you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And everybody that's on the national order. Come on, Mother. What's your closing statement behind that, Mother E? Israel, see, right?
Thanking and praising Yahweh for the class and thanking and praising Yahweh for the ones that's in the class. Thanking and praising Yahweh for the seer. And I'm going to read Jeremiah chapter 10. And I'm going to read a few verses. It says, hear ye the words which the Yahweh speak unto you, O family of Israel. Verse 2. Thus said the Yahweh, learn not the ways of the nations, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the nations are dismayed at them. Verse 3. But the custom of the people of vain, when one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with an axe. Verse 4. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with a nail and with a hammer, that it move not. Verse 5. They are upright as the palm tree, but seeketh not. They must need be bone, because they can not go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Yahweh, thou art great, and thy name is great and mighty. Verse 7. Who would not fear thee, O Yahweh, O King of nations? For to thee do it appear, for as much as among all the wise men of the nation and in all their kingdom, there is none like unto thee. Hallelujah.
All right. Mother Z, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, the Mosai, the Cam 1, Numans, and Ayodu. We come humble to let you know, children of the 12 tribes, you got to leave that paganism alone. The Mighty One on nowhere near no December 25th. Don't tell nobody you celebrating because that's December 25th is his birthday. No, it's not.